After a half year of volunteer construction, the opening by the Georgian Bay Snowriders of the John Power Center Snowmobile Station was of particular welcome to the community. Snow lightly fell on the ceremonies as over 50 attendees celebrated the newly built facility at 2060 Newton Street in Tay Township, along the Sea Provincial Trail just south of Victoria Harbor. With storage for 6 tractors, maintenance and grooming operations will be easier for the District of 10 Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs, OFSC, including Georgian Bay and Orillia. Construction of the building began in May as a passion project by Patrick Murray, president of the Georgian Bay Snowriders, who envisioned volunteers from around the region banding together to create a snowmobile facility dedicated to a local pioneer and founder of snowmobiling, John Power. "Having everything open for the upcoming season," said Murray, "it's pretty exciting to have a building that we can use to stay warm and maintain our equipment, and to train our volunteers to continue on with safe trail operation." Volunteers were of utmost importance for Murray, who added, "No matter what organization they volunteer for, volunteers in our community make our lives special." A large sign at the club entrance showcases over 30 volunteer organizations and businesses who donated time and effort throughout the construction project, with the Georgian Bay Snowriders having supplied the cost of materials. Dedicating the building to former North Simcoe resident John Power, who passed away in 2008, was imperative for the club. As a snowmobile dealer and award-winning writer for the Toronto Star, Power's greatest contribution was in the creation of the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs in 1967 within the town of Victoria Harbour. Mike Power, son of the Man of Honour, was in attendance along with several generations of his family. "It's just phenomenal, it really is. My father would be just tickled pink," said Mike. "It's a heck of a legacy that the folks here have gone to name the building after him and recognize the contribution that he made. They told me more about what he did than I knew myself." What a fantastic facility all put together by volunteers and contributions from people that never knew him. "It's just a great place, they've really gone overboard here," he expressed. Club members were treated to a ribbon-cutting ceremony comedically involving an inoperative chainsaw, followed by food and festivities inside the heated building. Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop and assistant Leslie Stroud also made an appearance, having been invited by the crew. "We're here at the opening today and it's actually snowing," said Dunlop with glee. "I know the folks here at the club are excited for the upcoming season." "Tourism in this area is so important, and the snowmobilers that come in once the snow hits is important to our local hotels and restaurants. We welcome this opportunity to have the new clubhouse here." Dunlop added that she was quite familiar with snowmobiles having grown up with them in the region. "I'm hoping I get an invitation to come here and be a rider at some point in the season," she said with a laugh, adding, "I would welcome that opportunity to bundle up, get out and enjoy the great area."